الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. الله سبحانه وتعالى He is رازق. الله عز وجل is the one who gives رزق. And الله عز وجل He gives رزق a lot. He gives رزق in abundance. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمِنْ عِبَادِهِ. He spreads rizq for whom he wills from his servants. Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not restrict rizq, but rather he keeps it open. In fact, if we look carefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is raziq for mu'min and also for kafir. Allah azza wa jal, He gives rizq to the muti' and also to the asi, those who obey and those who disobey, all of them they get rizq. Because if we don't say Allah does not give them rizq, how do they survive? How are they surviving? Well, everybody is surviving because of the rizq that they receive from Allah azza wa jal. So meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives rizq to everybody in all situations and in all circumstances. Yes, no doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has bust and He also has qadr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He widens, and Allah Azza wa Jal, He also makes it narrow. This is so obvious in the Quran, in the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a mu'min should not have any doubt whatsoever that Allah Azza wa Jal is Raziq. But because we do not remind ourselves about this, when it comes to halal and haram, we choose shortcuts. This is the quickest way. This is the easiest way. This is what is everybody doing. As if that is the only way we can get rizq. Although Allah Azza wa Jal can give rizq through that means, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can give rizq through any other means. In fact, the more we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, the more Allah Azza wa Jal will give us rizq from different means, from non-traditional means. Allah Azza wa Jal will give rizq from where we have never imagined. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fears Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will make a way out for him. Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give him rizq from where he never imagined. In our times, this is the reality, we like it, we don't like it. The majority of the people, they are not Muslims in this country and in many parts of the world. So what they are going to do, we cannot expect them to abide by the laws of Islam. That's why when it comes to earning money, we cannot expect the non-Muslims to earn money through lawful means. Because for them, there is no halal, there is no haram. Allah Azza wa Jal, they don't believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So why they are going to believe in what is halal, what is haram? They will just do whatever is beneficial for now. Whatever makes them good money, whatever makes them quick money, whatever makes them easy money, they will go for it. There is no concept of halal and haram. for non-Muslims. That's why we have so many options now available for making money which are haram. There are lots of venues, lots of means of earning money which are haram. What happens, unfortunately, that when we see other people earning money through those means, we assume that if we do not adapt those means, we cannot make money or we cannot earn a living. Well, everybody is doing that, so I can only make money if I also do that. This negates the fact that the majority of the people, they are not Muslim. How can you expect them? If a person lives somewhere where majority of the people, they do not abide by the discipline of food, does it mean that we also just eat junk food because everybody is eating junk food? If a person lives somewhere where majority of the people, they break the rules, they do robbery, they cheat, they lie, that, does it mean that we also do the same? No. Well, a person who has respect for himself, he will abide by the rules, whether the lawful rules which are, you know, laid down by any administration, and also the rules of Islam. The same also should apply to halal and haram. Many times people ask, can we do this? And if we say no, then people get disappointed. As if that was the only way I could have made money. And you are telling me not to make money from that way. So where can I go? Well, prior to these methods of haram earning, how did people make money? People made money through different means. Human being has lived for as long as we have lived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned Ahallallahu al-bay'. Allah Azza wa Jal has made bay' halal. Trade is halal. Business in principle is halal. Ijara, service, providing your service to other people, that is also halal. That is also halal. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some people they used to do business and some people used to provide their services to others. Unfortunately, in our community, every now and then you will have a trend. And if one person goes to the and adapts a trend, everybody wants to follow the same trend. Recently, in Sabab, somebody asked me about vape shops. So people think that is different from smoking. One person opens a vape shop, another person. And then once you see some benefit, you want to have a second shop, third shop. Some people came to me and said, please make dua, my business is not doing well. So I said, before I make dua, tell me what business you have. Well, actually, I do vape shops. I said, the first thing you do is close all of them. Then I will make dua. So obviously, if you are in a situation you cannot close all of them in one go, well, decide to close them. At least you can decide. You can resolve. You can have a clear intention that I want to get rid of it. What you don't like for yourself and what you don't like for your own children, what you don't like for your own family, how can you expect the youth of the Muslim community to like it? How can you attract the children to do it? Hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. A person will not become a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. If I don't like something for myself, well, I should not like it for my brother. But because somewhere somebody has made good money through a certain mean, then shaitan gives waswasa that look, this is the best venue where you can make money. And unfortunately, we get drawn with the waswasa of shaitan. What is the ilaj? What is the cure for this? The ilaj and the cure for this is to remind ourselves that Allah is Raziq. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives rizq. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has promised to give rizq. How can Allah break His promise? وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is nothing that crawls upon the earth except that it is obligatory upon Allah to provide rizq. So since Allah has promised rizq, Allah is going to provide me rizq. I am supposed to do what I am supposed to do, and the rest Allah will do. Any halal mean, any tayyib mean, there is halal and tayyib in terms of food, right? Lots of people nowadays talk about this, halal and tayyib in terms of food. But there is also halal and tayyib in terms of earning. There is halal, but within halal there is also tayyib in terms of earning. Sometimes there might be a means of earning money that can be halal, but it may not be tayyib. Ibn Abdul Tayyib. I will give you an example. Ulama have mentioned that a Muslim should not humiliate himself. A Muslim is honorable in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The izzat, the honor, dignity, respect belongs to Allah and His Messenger. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and to the believers. Honor belongs to the believers. Dignity belongs to the believers. Does it mean that other people should respect us, or we should respect ourselves first? If we don't respect ourselves, we cannot expect other people to respect us. So ulama have mentioned that a Muslim should not do a certain job, even though the job in itself might be halal, but where there is a humiliation, where there is a humiliation, because you accept it, khalas, you accept it for life, you don't like to get up, and you don't like to rise, and you don't have any aspiration in your life, there is no challenge you want to take, you are happy with the humiliating situation. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Raziq. If Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Raziq, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He provides rizq. Allah provides rizq to the animals. Allah provides rizq to the angels. Allah Azza wa Jal provides rizq to the jinn. Allah provides rizq to the entire universe. And Allah Azza wa Jal also provides rizq to the human being. Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides rizq for kuffar. People who are openly disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah provides rizq. Accountability will come whenever it will come. Allah has time for everything. Allah is not in a hurry, in a rush. Allah Azza wa Jal, nobody can escape from His power. So Allah Azza wa Jal is not worried. You know, this person, I have to punish him right now. No. Everybody has a time. Since Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides rizq for the kuffar, is he going to leave his friends? Is he going to neglect his friends? No. Allah will take care of His friends. Allah Azza wa Jal will give them rizq, and Allah will give them honor. Allah will give them everything they want. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is obligatory upon us to help the believers. But how the believers are running towards haram? Why the believers are running towards haram? You find out, do a little bit of survey about the jobs people are doing, unfortunately. Nobody cares. Nobody is asking himself, what I am doing? Is this the only option? Am I in a such desperate situation that if I don't do this job, I will not be alive? Alhamdulillah, most of the people, they are not in that desperate situations where there is a life-threatening situation. Most of the people, they are doing well. You can remain patient for some time and you can work it out. If you can work it out, then why don't you choose the halal option? Because halal will produce good amal and haram will produce evil. This is a clear-cut rule. I read a story some time ago in a masjid. Sometimes, you know, people come early and sit down. So usually babas, like people who are senior in the community, they come early and they sit and do tasbih or do the dhikr or they chit chat or read the Quran, whatever. So two babas were sitting in the masjid. Usually they are okay, everybody is doing his business. One day they were arguing and suddenly they started punching each other. And they are really old, like, you know, they can hardly walk. They don't have the energy to move around. So how can they fight? And at that time, Alim, one of the pious ulama, he entered the masjid. And he saw this situation happening. So there was a student with him. So he said, they must have eaten something haram. And that haram is kicking them from inside. Otherwise, these people, they are old. They are too old to fight. They are too old to do something wrong. What is it that is making them do something wrong? Haram. Haram creates that urge to do something wrong. Haram has that effect. Some of our ulama has mentioned, once somebody offered him laddu, you know, sweet, and he ate. Obviously, you expect people that they are offering something that might be from a good source of income. So he ate, but as soon as he ate, he felt difference in his heart. And then after some time, he started having the desire to have a beautiful woman in his life. Although he is already married and he is already a good alim, he is a pious person. But why do I have this desire? He started thinking, what happened with me? Did I say anything wrong? Did I hurt anybody? Did I harm anybody? Did I miss any prayer? Did I miss any obligation towards Allah Azza wa Jal? Because sometimes, you know, we commit sins, walayyadu billah, and that sins can have effect. Then he realized that was that laddu. One piece of sweet of haram can affect a pious person. What about us? That's why it's very important that we trust Allah Azza wa Jal. We trust Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal likes the people who trust Him. يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves the people who have tawakkul. So we trust Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah is raziq. Allah is going to provide me rizq. And I am only going to look for rizq through what He has allowed. What He has not allowed, I have nothing to do with it. Allah is going to take care of me. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدْنَا مُحَمَّدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.